8:30, meteorologist Scott Oltoff says we will have a partly to mostly sunny and less humid day. High near 82. In fact, a few days without rain in the forecast, but then some more toward the end of the week. Scott will be along in 5 minutes with details, but first AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois lawmakers have approved a new state budget plan, but as Sean Crawford reports, it has yet to make its way to the governor's desk.
It might seem like nothing more than paperwork, but until the spending package is actually sent to the governor, he's unable to take action on it. The House and Senate are by law given 30 days to transfer legislation to the governor once it passes both chambers. That means Blagojevich might not receive the budget until just a day before the new fiscal year begins, adding time constraints to what is already a contentious matter. A House Democratic spokesperson offered no details as to the schedule for advancing the budget. Governor Rod Blagojevich has called it out of balance. His options include rejecting the entire plan, reducing spending, or signing it into law. But first, he needs to have the budget in hand. The delay is likely to raise concerns among agencies and groups waiting for state funding who are unsure what amount they'll receive or when. I'm Sean Crawford.
Meanwhile, supporters of a capital bill for Illinois say it's not too late for lawmakers to salvage the plan, and they're calling on residents statewide to get involved. Southern Illinois University President Glenn Bouchard helped build the collaborative $34 billion proposal. It failed to pass the state house before the chamber adjourned last month, and Bouchard says he was disappointed to hear the reasons for opposition during debate.
None of this was done in private. None of it was done behind closed doors. We had leadership meetings every Thursday with all the leaders. We reported on progress. We gave updates. We asked for recommendations. This was as good as we could do.
But House Speaker Michael Madigan and several other members of his chamber weren't able to support it, either because they disagreed with the funding or because of what they call a trust issue with Governor Blagojevich. Madigan spokesman Steve Brown says the capital legislation did include some protections for the individual projects but needed to go further. The legislation's been tabled for now, and there's been some talk of bringing it back in the fall and during the veto session or during special sessions this summer. But those who voted against it last month say without some modifications, their decisions won't change. Negotiations between Tribune Company and a state agency that wants to buy Wrigley Field have now broken down over how to finance the deal. That's according to former Illinois Governor Jim Thompson, who's also the executive director of the Illinois Sports Facilities Authority. The cash-crunched media conglomerate has told the ISFA the sale requires new taxes. The sale may also require the transfer of future sales and amusement tax revenue from transactions at Wrigley Field for the next 30 years, or moving money that the ISFA has already promised for projects at U.S. Cellular Field, which the state already owns. Thompson says the authority wants a transaction that wouldn't involve taxpayer money and thus could gain approval from city and state officials. Officials in Coles County have put off a decision whether to pursue state disaster declarations until it hears from residents. Emergency Management Coordinator Tom Watson says the request would stem from both the severe storms that hit the region Friday as well as from flood damage. He says a decision on whether to submit that request will hinge on the number of home and business owners who come forward that have storm or flood insurance.
It'll depend on the results of our damage assessment. You know, if we continue to see that most of the property is insured, then it's very likely that the state won't have any assistance to offer us.
On Friday, a tornado damaged about 70 properties in Lerna, and straight-line winds brought down trees and damaged some businesses on Mattoon's south side. The Urbana City Council has taken another step toward restrictions on cell phone calls and text messaging while driving. A compromised version of Alderman Charlie Smythe's proposal passed out of committee last night. It'll come up for a full council vote Monday. The ordinance includes an outright ban on text messaging while driving. Alderman Smythe had wanted a ban on all cell phone use while behind the wheel, but he says a texting ban is a good start.
I think it's pretty clear that texting is extremely dangerous. A number of states have already passed statutes against text messaging on any device. What we're doing is at least removing the most dangerous component of cell phones and related, you know, crackberries or blackberries or whatever you want to call them and so on. So all those little tools that people are using to distract themselves while driving.
Violators would be fined $750. The same penalty would also apply to drivers whose use of a cell phone or other mobile device leads to an accident. Smythe says he hopes the ordinance can help develop support for a state law that would be able to punish violators with more serious consequences. A legislative task force on distracted driving is currently preparing to recommend a statewide ban on texting while driving and penalties for cell phone-related negligence leading to an accident. Their full report's expected by the end of the month. Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Jupiter's Pizzeria and Billiards, with two Champaign locations, in downtown for lunch, dinner, or an evening spot with friends, or their larger location at Duncan and Windsor with family-friendly games and interactive entertainment.
It's 8:35, and AM 580 meteorologist Scott Olthoff joins us with another in-depth look at weather. Beautiful weather coming here, but, you know, the water has just been amazing. Up in southwest Wisconsin, the town of Gays Mills, which is the apple capital of Wisconsin, on its webpage, Scott, it says Gays Mills sits along the banks of the Kickapoo River, which winds its way through the valley and gives the land its ambiance and appeal. And there's a news story that some residents in Gays Mills are having to start from scratch.
Wow.
10 months after a flood already devastated the community, this week the Kickapoo spilled over and engulfed nearly the entire town.
Wow.
Just as it did